Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Rose Gailey. How are you, Rose?
I'm well, thanks, Robert. How are you?
Good, and actually great, because I'm with you. Here's why. So Rose heads up for Heidrick & Struggles, the culture practice globally. And you're going to hear in this interview, number one, some of her background. I've never interviewed a CEO who had that same background. But two, significantly, you're going to learn about the actual person who was the pioneer in corporate culture. You'll learn about that soon. So start off, Rose, talk about the practice of Heidrick & Struggles and your culture practice.
Thanks, Robert. Well, it's great to be with you today and delightful to spend some time with your listeners as well. Heidrick & Struggles, as you know, is a global firm. We have two parts of the business, actually three, the executive search, which many of your listeners may know of. We have Heidrick Digital, which is a new arm of the business. We actually also have an on-demand practice. But Heidrick Consulting, where I spend all of my time, is really focused on enabling a world better led. That's our purpose statement. We do that through preparing future-ready leaders, future-ready organizations and cultures. And as you can imagine, in today's world especially, all of that is integrated and infused with an understanding of the importance of diversity, equity, and inclusion. So our practice runs the gamut from developing leaders, executive assessment, all the way to really strengthening that foundation in organizational culture.
So let's talk about organizational culture. One of the topics that when I speak with CEOs every day, you cannot avoid, everyone is talking about culture, especially because in a sense, the world is moving so quickly and is so volatile. Highest inflation we've had in 40 years, we're global war, there's the country is torn between. But the one thing that every CEO seems to agree on is that culture is the solution. What is the secret to a great culture?
Well, you referenced the pioneer of corporate culture, the father of corporate culture, Dr. Larry Sen, who really produced some of the original insights and thinking around corporate culture back in the late 60s through his dissertation and through his work with CEOs. I think through his work, one of the things that we focus on even to this day is the shadow of the leader, the role that CEOs play in really shaping their organizational cultures. So the secret sauce in my mind is the CEO and that commitment that a CEO makes to purposefully, intentionally lead organizational culture is key. Culture has to be broadly engaged. Your customers have to feel that culture in their value proposition, and employees have to feel that culture in their employee value proposition. And then that self-sustaining ecosystem has to come to life with all of the processes and systems being infused with that culture, with the values, with the tenets of the culture. But if I answer the short answer to your question is the secret rests in the CEO's role.
I'm going to talk other things, but I do want to mention, you mentioned Dr. Larry Sen, and I had known him years ago. And I have to tell you, I've sat with him, and he truly, it's amazing. He is the father of corporate culture from his dissertation. And I remember being in interviews with him, with like David Novak of Yum! Brands and General Robles of USAA. And all of them would really be like, this is the guy. He created the concept. And Larry is such an energetic, amazing man. Is there anything that Larry ever took you aside? Because really, so everyone knows, and I was so excited when my team told me about this interview, because I know that Sen Delaney, his company, was was brought in, acquired by Heidrick and Struggles in 2013. So is there anything that he has taught you about culture that you had to step back and say, wow, this is the father of culture, and this is something I learned from Dr. Sen?
You know, I really think, Robert, it all rests with this notion that organizations are shadows of their leaders. I don't think I had, you know, even with the roots I'd had before joining Sen Delaney, look, Larry has singularly been the most important mentor to me in this work. And I think there's so much wrapped up in supporting a leader. It's a rare privilege to walk with leaders, as you described Larry has done, and that I've had the chance to do. CEOs who have that awesome responsibility as much for the culture as the performance of the organization. I think what I took from Larry that has stayed with me to this day is the notion of appealing and touching the humanity of those leaders, right? There's a lot of intellectual rigor that goes into the CEO role, an enormous amount of demand around financial performance. But at the end of the day, the humanity of those leaders will make or break the success of the organization and their personal success. He does that better than anyone.
So I want to ask, I remember while he was alive, I was interviewing Tony Hsieh from Zappos, and we had probably about 8 or 10 interviews. Amazing guy. But I remember he once said to me, this great culture at Zappos, he said, Robert, it doesn't matter what the culture is. There's not one that's right or wrong, but it has to be ingrained and consistent. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think that's absolutely right. Every organization has a culture. And as Larry says, it either shapes you or you shape it. And we'd add to that that really shaping a culture to deliver on your strategy and to be aligned with the organization's structure and capability is key. So we've seen a lot of work lately around the impact of culture on financial performance. So what really differentiates one company's competitive advantage and its culture to the next is how is that culture delivering on the strategic imperative of the organization, and how are you aligning the structure, the systems, the capabilities of the organization to deliver on that? You know, we did a study about a year ago, 500 CEOs really wanted to know from them, how are they aligning, or are they aligning culture with strategy, which, you know, again, swimming in the water with CEOs who really do that naturally. I was surprised. Out of those 500 global CEOs of companies 2 billion and up, only 11% actually said that they tied culture to strategy and that they would attribute culture's impact to financial performance. We did a retroactive CAGR study of the 11% companies, and we found that those companies were actually year over year looking at growth percentages of 9.3% and up as compared to the rest that had an average of 4.4%. You know, we know Cotter and Heskett did a study back in the 90s, the longitudinal study around culture and performance, but it was exciting in 2021 to hear that is really the reality today.
Is there any website before we take a break that someone could go to if they want to learn more about culture?
Absolutely. I would encourage you to come to Heidrick & Struggles website. Just log in there in the search function, culture. It'll take you right to a lot of thought papers, a copy of our book that can be downloaded for free as well.
The culture continuum, and here is what I'm trying to figure out. Two parts to this. One, is it the company's core, the business strategy, or how a CEO feels personally because it's a new CEO in? And two, how do you get to this sixth phase, really, because it starts at zero, which is self-sustaining ecosystem? That, by the way, the answer to that one question is the answer every CEO in America wants to know. So listen in carefully.
So, Robert, it's both, right? It's you're not going to have a CEO focused on culture alone in the absence of a focus on strategy and the business direction. The real key is holding these two together inextricably throughout. So what I mean by that is to get to that self-sustaining ecosystem, how a CEO behaves, thinks, and really leads the organization matters. Doing that with a very intentional, overt connection between the culture and the company strategy, and ultimately measuring it by performance and business metrics, is the key. You can't have one without the other. It does start with a CEO's reflection of what is the culture I believe in, what is the culture we need, and based in the culture we have today.
Okay, we're about to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to ask two things. Number one, what is the first step in creating the shadow of a leader for all of you CEOs out there? Two, there's a concept I love about the culture continuum, and we're going to talk about that too. Back in a few.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at Vantage Point Software. .com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Rose Gailey, who is the global lead of Heidrick & Struggles culture practice. And we know that that was really founded by the founder of culture, Dr. Larry Sen. So you mentioned about the shadow of the leader. What is the one step in this volatile world we're in right now with highest inflation, global war, division, everything that a CEO could take to create the shadow of the leader?
And I think it starts with that first principle, Robert. I think CEOs who are both purpose-driven and intentional and purposeful about culture, right? Start with having that intention.
Stop. Is that their intention, or is that the company's intention? Where does that intention emerge from?
It emerges from the CEO.
Ah.
Strongly believe that that leadership shadow has an impact. Look, it has to happen at all levels of the organization. Leaders at all levels step into that intention. But if the CEO doesn't have that commitment, it's very difficult for an organization's culture to be sustained. So starting with a CEO who's purpose-driven, and most are, and really intentional about really shaping the culture, aligning the culture to strategy, is the first step.
Okay, now I want to ask you about this concept of the culture continuum. So, see, all these books I read, this is a really good one. Future focus, shape your culture, shape your future. You know the author well, that's you. And there's another concept, by the way, there, I have to say. I always say a CEO's job can be summed up in six words, from here to there. They have to define reality, get there, and figure out the gaps. You talk about from here to aspirational there. Talk about that concept before we go into the continuum.
Yeah, from here to aspirational there is, look, you have to have a vision of where you're going or you're not going to get there. So you have to know where you are today in terms of your culture, both in terms of the employee's experience, but as well as understanding, is this culture defined? Do we know what it is? And then again, looking to the future, looking to your strategy, how do we need to shape the culture in order to deliver on that? So when we talk about the culture continuum, really, we're looking at organizations that may start simply by, we have some that are unaware and unintentional culture. Again, you're going to have a culture. The question is, are you going to shape it? All the way to the next step, which is people have defined the culture and maybe they're running a campaign, a communication campaign, which is progress. Maybe they do some training. But ultimately, culture has to be both a people and a business imperative. That self-sustaining ecosystem is the culture permeates every fabric of organizational life. It's felt by employees and it's felt by customers. And that sort of leap into the business case is really driven by a CEO's commitment and clarity.
Okay, let's shift over. And I know that everyone's going to want to hear more about culture, but you had a unique background being an elementary school principal. And you have said that that was the most important leadership that led you to this. Just talk about what you learned there, how that ties into what you do about helping the Fortune 100 CEOs shape their culture.
But it was a long time ago now, Robert, when you think back, but interestingly, I ended up the principal of a private school of about 500 students when I was 22, turning 23. So my philosophy was really around ignorance is bliss. And what I mean by that is I got immersed in the organization, and I really came in with a curious growth mindset. And it was a very big learning opportunity, a humbling learning opportunity. And I think instinctively, I gravitated towards faculty, parents, students, the people in the organization, which felt really comfortable to me and right, and picked up all the administrative elements along the way. I was in graduate school at the time, and not only working in organizational development, organizational psychology, but counseling and picking up some admin courses in the education field. And I really think I hearken back to that experience a lot, because that human-centric element of leadership that, you know, was really all I was really grabbing onto in that early role ultimately is the critical focal point for CEOs today. And in the privileged work that I do in working with CEOs and walking with them, I think enabling them to really tap into their authenticity from a human-centric standpoint has been very powerful in terms of really giving them a place to really reflect, to step back, and then to channel that into that shadow of leadership.
Any final message you would like to give about culture to CEOs? And everyone listen in, you heard you need to be purposeful, you need to bring your own personality in, you need to be intentional, you need to tie everything to strategy. These are the fundamentals. By the way, mention the name of your book. It's
Future Focused. It's
Future Focused. Great book. Could you get that on Amazon?
You can get that on Amazon. You can also go to our website and download it from there.
Download it for free. That's what you do. By the way, what I will say is the book, and, you know, I've read well over 1,000 business books. It's like a playbook. Everything is like, okay, here you are. Here's your next step. Here's what you do here. That's what's great about it.
Thanks, Robert. Well, and as you know, we've got a CEO exemplar in every chapter who inspired some of that work. So it kind of relates to my message to CEOs. You're not alone. You're not alone in this journey. You have a company full of willing participants around the culture journey. It may start with you, but your CHRO is your right hand. Your leadership team is an important body that has to demonstrate the shadow and the energy that comes from employees who are purpose-driven and passionate is tremendous. At the end of the day, these are not easy times for our CEOs. And culture is really a foundation that is dependable, that is inspiring, and that is well within your reach as CEOs to shape and to transform.
And there you have it. Great having you, Rose, as a guest on the CEO Show.
Thank you, Robert. Pleasure to be with you.
And everyone, remember, when you're a CEO, it's all up to you, and you are casting a shadow. Make that intentional.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
America, I'm Robert Rees, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Dr. Patrick Frias, and Patrick is the president and CEO of Rady Children's Hospital, which is the largest pediatric on the West Coast. Talk about what the organization is.
Ready Children's is, as you said, the largest pediatric health system on the West Coast. We are a not-for-profit health system and have a freestanding board, freestanding children's hospital. We partner very closely with the University of California, San Diego, as most freestanding children's hospitals have strong academic partnerships, and we are better together through that. And we also collaborate very closely with a number of adult health systems across our region, Scripps Health, Sharp Health, and so forth, in order to provide comprehensive pediatric care to all the kids, not only in the hospital, but actually across the community at home. For instance, we have a home care that serves 1,700 families across Southern California every day. So it really is a comprehensive care continuum.
When you mention the collaboration, we're just coming out of the pandemic, and my understanding is that San Diego really galvanized in so many ways. And I know, obviously, it has the best weather in all of America. But other than that, talk about what specifically it was from a business and healthcare perspective.
It really was fantastic. And you may recall back in the early days when there were some expats coming over into quarantine, they actually ended up some in Northern California, some in Miramar here in the San Diego region. And the health systems with the County of San Diego and Health and Human Services came together. I can still remember the day on a Sunday in early March back in 2020 when we were pulled together, all the healthcare health system CEOs and county leadership, and talked about going into the lockdown and what was ahead of us. And it really continued on from there. We met weekly, the CEOs and then our chief medical officers, chief operating officers, and across the community, it was about how do we get through this together? How do we test? And then ultimately, how do we vaccinate? And most importantly, how do we care for our entire community together across the spectrum?
And when you think about children's health care, I think there's probably nothing deeper, more viscerally powerful than that. And right now, I'm thinking about what your staff has gone through during all these years of overwork, and we're in the great resignation. How do you deal with that? And what advice do you have to other CEOs based on what you've gone through?
I think it's critical. To me, it's what we've said through the pandemic, it's mission first and people always. And really, that's a motto we live by. And for us, our mission is caring for the kids. And when the pandemic started, we made a concerted effort. We said we are not going to lay people off. We know we're going to ride through this. Our volumes actually in pediatric healthcare initially dropped. So our focus for folks was, how do we care for one another? How do we repurpose nursing staff, respiratory therapists, others in screening and testing and tracing and being there to support the community? Because we had that capacity. And then as things started getting busier, though, it got very busy. And our staff was seeing volumes in our emergency department like never before. And one of the things that we were seeing actually was an increasing crisis in mental health in our children. And we were actually seeing that before the pandemic. But then when the kids didn't have the social networks that they were used to, we started seeing more and more of that. And that is not only it's primarily difficult on the children and families, but the staff that comes in day in and day out to care for these kids and all the other children that we see, it's very difficult and it wears on them. So for us, it's really important to place a focus on how can we be there for our workforce. For instance, this year we added a mental health day that they can take. It's in addition to paid leave and sick leave. It truly is a mental health day. And we've said, you do you. Whatever that means, you take that time and take an extra day. We also cared for them with actually now in the last 18 months, three market adjustments. We increased the minimum wage, given what's been going on in the communities, and a number of other programs that we've put in place to care for our people so they can be here to care for the kids.
It sounds like there are a lot of challenges being in healthcare in a non-for-profit.
Absolutely. In a not-for-profit, particularly in pediatric healthcare, we're very dependent on Medicaid, which in California is Medi-Cal. It's a government funding. About half of the children that we serve are on government assistance, and we care for every child who comes our way. And that's pretty common in large pediatric health systems, that you're caring for all the kids across the community. And typically the Medicaid payments, the government payments, are not keeping up with our expenses are. And I think you all know in all the industries across the states, the expenses are forever increasing. It's a labor workforce. It's pharmaceuticals. It's supply chain. We're seeing the same thing in healthcare, and unfortunately, our reimbursements don't keep up. So it's the challenge that we have of managing the mission, but no margin, no mission, as a wise nun once said. So we have to make sure that we manage it effectively in a way that we can provide the care, but that we're also here in a sustainable fashion for generations to come.
And when you talk about generations to come, healthcare is the one thing that's constantly reforming. For CEOs, because most CEOs are either on a healthcare board or healthcare is the largest P&L in their company or one of the largest, what do you see coming down the pike in terms of healthcare reform?
In California, there's a lot of ongoing reform. One of the big things that we're seeing now is a push, and rightfully so, to contain expenses. So actually an Office of Healthcare Affordability. And it will put caps, if you will, and targets that we will have for growth in healthcare. It's a very difficult thing when you look forward, though, and you see the expense increases. Half of our expense is labor, and you see what's going on in that market. So that's important, and important as a nation that we control in healthcare costs. But it is something I think that we manage all together. It's beyond just the hospitals. It's also all of the expenses that we have to manage. It's the labor workforce. It's actually the utilization. I think as a nation, we look at right now it's quite easy to get your health care, and it should be. But I think utilization is a big piece of that as well, that we need to be able to manage effectively together to control the costs in the future.
I've been on hospital boards for years and years. The margins are way lower than people on the outside world know. Talk about just the economics and the challenges of it.
Well, I want to start by answering that with, I think it's the best job in the world, the one that I have, because I get to wake up every day with my team, and our challenge is to figure out how do we make sure that we're here to provide for the kids in our community. So it's an easy mission to rally behind, and there are challenges, but we manage through them, and we figure out ways to do that. We partner, and I think that's the message for how do we get through that is we can't go it alone. So the example earlier of all the health systems here in San Diego getting together to figure out how do we manage through this. In fact, I was on a call this morning with my colleague who runs Scripps Health, and we were talking about our joint venture partnership in the neonatal ICUs, and it's a fantastic partnership because we do it together. We have an inpatient psychiatric unit, and we can do that because we have a very strong partnership with the County of San Diego Health and Human Services, and they're actually going to partner with us on building a new psych hospital. So it's about collaboration and working with your colleagues in your industry, working with the government partners. And for us as well, it's philanthropy. We have some amazing philanthropic partners here in the San Diego region, starting with Mr. and Mrs. Rady, who we're named for, and they're just continuing to support us for the future. And then we just talked about our campaign. We actually hit the silent phase of our campaign and raised $500 million. We just celebrated that last night, in fact. And that was through 114,000 donations made by over 50,000 people. So we cannot do what we do without the community support. So collaboration is the key there.
So what do you think the future, the next 5 to 10 years in pediatric care is going to be? Because when you consider one of the advantages, I mean, obviously with the pandemic, now we eat al fresco everywhere. Everywhere has, you know, outdoors, which is a nice thing. But also medical communities are speaking with each other nonstop. How do you think the whole future over the next 5 to 10 years of pediatric health is going to change and hopefully improve?
I think it's a really exciting time. There are things that came out in a good way from the pandemic. We, for instance, immediately went to a remote workforce for all of our back office people. So a few thousand people worked from home. Now we actually have people that work for Rady Children's from 30 different states, certainly in jobs that you can do that are non-clinical, or in some cases, for instance, my daughter had a primary care visit through our network, and the person who cared for her was living in Denver. It was somebody who decided to retire, leave San Diego, and was able to care for her. So we're going to be able to advance that, the connectivity, if you will. In the telehealth that I mentioned, we went from probably 10 visits in a week to thousands in a week at the peak of the pandemic. And you really can't put the genie back in the bottle, so to speak. And maybe we're not at 50% of our visits as telehealth, but now we're running consistently about 10%. And that's going to allow us to expand the scope and the care and how we can provide high-level care across our communities and make it much more accessible for folks not having to drive in or pull away from work, I think that's going to be a major, major change moving forward. I'm really excited about that.
We're about to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to find out what are the mistakes to avoid in partnerships, because you're hearing a lot about collaboration. Then we'll hear about the future of pediatrics. And then you're going to hear something about this CEO, Patrick Frias's background that very few CEOs have, and I think it's one of the most important backgrounds.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Dr. Patrick Frias, who is the president and CEO of Rady Children's Hospital, which is the largest pediatric on the West Coast. And so you've talked about your whole model at Rady in San Diego about partnerships, about collaborations. All CEOs are interested in partnerships. Even John Chambers, he once said to me, the future is, he goes, large companies and small companies, the agility and the resources, it's all partnerships. What are the mistakes that people should avoid in partnerships?
One of the key ones, and it's the flip side of why we've been so successful in our partnerships here, and I'm not going to take credit for these because many of these, like the neonatal ICUs that I mentioned before, were before my time. The way we were able to make those successful is by putting, in our case, the mission first, which was the kids, and then leaving our collective egos at the door, if you will. So we share the logos, for instance. Many, in our case, health systems might be hesitant to have the logo of another health system adjacent to theirs, above theirs, wherever it is. And for us, in the partnerships that we have the co-branding. We're not afraid of that because we're putting out there, number one, it's about the kids. So if you put your ego too far out front and it's always about winning, quote unquote, unless winning is about, in our case, the kids, then I think that's going to be a major pitfall and it won't be successful. But when you put the mission first, you win.
There you have it. And it sounds like you have a terrific culture there when you're talking about the mission driven.
Absolutely. And to me, it's, culture eats strategy for lunch is what one of my ex-bosses said. And I think it's true. And for us, it's about, again, the mission and the people. And if we lead with that and we make decisions with that at the forefront, I think that's how we're going to remain successful.
Are there any specific practices you have? Like some CEOs, they send a video once a week. Some CEOs have donuts with the CEO. I don't know. Anything uniquely that you do?
Definitely try to get out more and be around. It was harder when you're in a clinical care setting and they're limiting PPE and you don't want to waste that. So you're during the pandemic, what we went to was sending actually weekly videos, a vlog, if you will, out to our folks. We started doing weekly town halls and making sure I was present there. And now it's really when I'm not in front of a camera and in a meeting in that sense, because a lot of it is still via Zoom, to make sure that I'm out and that I'm spending time and hearing from our workforce, because that's where everything's happening. It's so important to be there and be present. And my good friend Marshall Goldsmith, who I got to know through the pandemic and has been coaching me, reminded me of the importance of always being present. And really every meeting that I'm in, I have a post-it note on my screen actually that says, am I being the person I want to be today? And really remembering that, don't multitask. You're here, you're present, and listen in that meeting and be there for the people you're with.
That's great. And Marshall is the leader of that.
He's a genius. I've been very fortunate to, get to know Marshall and be coached by him through the pandemic, and I've really grown as a, not only as a leader, but as a person.
Let's move into something about your background, which I think is tremendous, and I don't know, maybe out of 1,000 CEOs, maybe two, you might be second or third, who have this background, where you actually majored in theology. Talk about what you learned from that and how that changes your whole perspective as a CEO.
It was an interesting choice, and I actually made it midway through college. I was a chemistry major, dead set on going to medical school, and I transferred to a Jesuit university where you had to take two theology courses. And at first I scratched my head and thought, why do I have to do this? I've had enough religion. And after I took a few, I realized, you know, this is really fascinating. It's about more the ethics, the empathy, which is so important for some medicine, but I think in any role as a leader. And having that degree and still following all the science, there are times when I was a critical care cardiologist in the middle of the night that I absolutely pulled on that degree more than any science background that I had. And I think to be there for families at a time, a very difficult time, and having a perspective and having a theology degree from a Jesuit university was a very diverse background, you know, Old Testament from a rabbi and New Testament from a priest and every religion in between. So I really wasn't focused on any religion. It was really focused on people and understanding and ethics. And I've carried that forward in the way that I lead. And I'm certain that having that background has given me more empathy and a broader lens to look at decisions through.
Let's end with talking about what the future of Rady will be, what your vision is. And arguably, there could be no more noble cause than to save a child's life. So talk about your future.
Future looks very bright. We have incredible collaborations. We have our staff, our second to none, our providers, and across the system, whether it's the leading edge of genomic medicine, and we are leading the way on rapid whole genome sequencing to diagnose critically ill children in cardiac intensive care units, pediatric intensive care units, neonatal ICUs, or to the outpatient side where we're heavily, heavily focused integrating mental health therapy into primary care to really address the mental health crisis in children where it starts. And that's really recognizing it early. And we were talking about this yesterday. It's not so much about prevention as it is early intervention and then preventing the downstream problems that you see with that. So our investments are going to be from the tertiary quaternary to the outpatient and working in mental health. And lastly, and most importantly, health equity, making major investments, ensuring that the care that we provide is delivered equitably across our region and to all children to make sure they all have access to this.
And there you have it. Patrick, I want to commend you on your important work. And everyone, listen, it's all about partnerships and collaborations. And the key that we just learned from Patrick is remove the ego. You want to co-brand, do that, but it's all about the end consumer. And at this point, you're talking about the children, which is the future of America. Great having you on the CEO Show.
Thank you, Robert. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-8800.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.